Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
In about 48-hour stretch, he opened the door in a Cavs Kevin Durant conversation, and then right here with us, he basically just closed that door and was like, "Yeah, no, that's not really reality, and that's not something that's going to go down." Now, it is interesting to talk about these things for a couple reasons. One, it's June 13th, and two, Kevin Durant is the talk of the NBA right now, and I think there is something to be said, Daryl, about the idea that, like the Giannis conversation, even if Giannis meant we had to give up Mobley, the fact that we're in these conversations does mean that the Cavs are serious players for years to come, which is recognized by everyone. The idea that Giannis would potentially come here, or even Kevin Durant would potentially come here, despite all the roadblocks that are obviously in place there, being in the conversation does matter. And I do think it is at least a good spot for the Cavs to be in, the fact that we can talk about Giannis, we can talk about Kevin Durant, and people aren't instantly just an automatic no.
Yeah, I was all excited that maybe there could be some path or whatever to the Cavaliers getting in on that sweepstakes, but then he slammed the door on us real fast. So I guess so much for that, Jonathan.
So much for that. And really, the reality was, and I think this is the obvious part of this, is that it would have been really hard to make the money work, obviously. You would have had to give up Allen and Garland. And I think the scary part for the Cavs, and this is where I think it is interesting, like, would they do a lot in the short term to then, you know, have a risk for the long term? How do you balance that out, Daryl? How do you balance out the idea that if you went for it, it's different than the Giannis conversation. Because although Giannis is bigger, and yes, Giannis is getting older and up there, Giannis still has 5 or 6 years left in the NBA. I don't know how many more years Durant has at 37 left in the NBA. At 35, most guys in the NBA, going back to Larry Bird, are cooked at 35. Most guys, unless you're LeBron, by 35, you've hit a wall. Now, Kevin Durant's playing exceptional basketball, so maybe he's like LeBron. He just, it's a little bit different, and we just have to treat him that way. But he's injured a lot. And I just don't know that he's going to be around for 4 or 5 more years. I just don't see that with Kevin Durant.
I just don't know trading a guy who's in his 20s, even if it's upper 20s, for a player who's getting closer to 40 years old. I don't know. And also to a Supermax player
right
on top of that, I just don't know that that makes fiscal sense. And I don't know that it makes basketball sense.
Well, I mean, so adding Durant's never a bad thing, right? Like, we need to acknowledge that. It's never a bad thing. And you would instantly become the NBA title favorite if you added Kevin Durant to Mobley and to Donovan Mitchell. I just don't know that you can rely on him from a health standpoint.
Right.
And I just think there's a lot of roadblocks that come in place here. I do think Cleveland is the type of team that Durant would go to. I know people think that's crazy because they think he just wants to market hop. Right now, he's talking about San Antonio. Not market hopping going to San Antonio. That's, you know what I mean? Like, if you're talking about San Antonio, then you're talking about any team in the NBA.
Well, wasn't there some conversation about how he wanted to shed the ring chaser label, right?
Well, he's been trying to fight that ever since he went and won 2, obviously, with Golden State, and it's just never going to happen. So I haven't seen him say anything about that. It has been the one thing NBA fans have absolutely crucified him for: joining a already perceived super team to go ahead and win his rings. He has been desperately chasing rings outside of Golden State to almost justify his whole entire existence as an NBA player.
Right.
I get it, but it's going to be looked at if you join Wemby in San Antonio as Wemby's title, not yours. If you go to Houston, you'll be looked at as maybe the final piece and the chip that got him over. So, like, there are some places you can go to where it would elevate you and be looked at a little bit differently. But at 37 years old, you're nobody's Romeo. Like, you're not anyone's first choice as far as for that's your title and you're the reason why they won.
Well, the other thing, too, is he ended the any hope of a Cavalier dynasty there in the LeBron 2.0 experience.
I know it.
And
I was there on the court. I watched it all happen. I was there in the locker room as he celebrated and popped champagne right in my face. And I watched members of the foreign press grab the champagne in front of me and start drinking it. I said, "That's not for you guys." And they looked at me like I had three heads.
Yeah.
They looked at me like, "Ah, you stupid American. We drink the champagne with the players." Man, there's a couple players on that team that were just, they just won the NBA Finals. And so they were beyond caring about what members of the foreign press were doing.
Right.
But they were ready to, get real mad.
Oh, trust me. I have been around media members who have helped themselves to the post-game buffets in the locker rooms before.
You just got to give no Fs at that point, right?
Oh, trust me.
You're just comfortable.
This individual definitely gives no. You are 100% correct. I'm not going to name names, but those that are in our business probably know exactly who I'm talking about. That's all I'm going to say.
Which is funny because people like that, I love the people that just give no F's and just are like, whatever. If this is how I don't care. But yeah, people frown upon that stuff, guys.
I've seen a lot of stuff happen in locker rooms before. I've seen guys try and take selfies with players in the locker room. I have seen folks helping themselves to the post-game spread in the locker room. I have seen people hand clothing to players to put on after games in locker rooms. I've seen a lot of stuff, but I'm not going to lie, Jonathan. The helping themselves to the post-game spread, that is like tops on my list of most incredible things.
It was wild. There was two big takeaways out of that. Being in the visiting locker room there as they were celebrating.
I'm getting text messages right now. People wanting to know who I'm referring to.
Durant trying to go through the tiny. They remodeled it so it looks a little bit different now. The visitors' room.
It's a lot more spacious.
Yeah,
I love the old locker room.
But when they'd won though, it was extremely tiny, and there was like a couple Gatorade coolers that were set up. And watching Durant.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
After he had won, try to maneuver his way to go in these tight little spaces to try to get to where everyone was celebrating. And it looked like, I didn't think he was going to make it. I'm going to be honest. And it's like built for NBA players, but I didn't think he was going to make it. And it was just a very funny sight. But yeah, the members of the foreign press just taking the champagne and just like it was there for them. And they must have drank four or five bottles in front of all the players. It was insane.
Like I said, I've seen some stuff over the years, Jonathan.
So yeah, we remember Durant and what he did is the point here. Daryl, I don't want to bring it up to hurt your feelings. I just wanted to clear the air, and I got a question for you as well.
Okay.
So I was when the morning show brought up and Lima brought up all these people that are going to Dustin's wedding tomorrow, I'm one of them. I'm going. As far as I know, there's only a couple people at the station that are actually invited. And so I was like, he started reading off the names, and I'm like, oh, great. Daryl's going to be there. Baskin's going to be there. And in succession, then today I went up to you and I'm like, I didn't know you're going to Dustin's wedding. Can't wait to hang out with you. It's going to be a great time. Elise and I are so excited. And then your reaction was like, what are you talking about?
I was like, wait, Dustin's getting married?
And then I go up to Baskin and think, Mac, think about how bad this is. Then I go up to Baskin. I'm like, as if I didn't learn my lesson the first time. I go to Baskin and I go, Baskin, I didn't know you're going to the wedding tomorrow. This is going to be great. How gullible am I? Baskin's like, I didn't get invited to that wedding. How gullible am I? Just like, I just took Lima's word on the air as if all these people were invited.
Well, that was your first mistake. You took Lima's word.
I still don't know if Jim Trussell's invited or not. I have no idea. Like, I generally all day long was like, I have some couple brewskis and have some convos with Jim Trussell. It's going to be a good time tomorrow. Now, I don't even know if he's invited now.
Yeah, but Jim Trussell's probably going to have state troopers with him now that he's the lieutenant governor.
It's a big deal. You have the lieutenant governor at your wedding, but I don't know. Did Lima just make a bunch of names to try to make Ken feel bad for not being invited?
I think the answer to that question is yes. That was some slippery wizardry there by, the slippery wizard himself.
It's me, it's going to be Keith, and it's going to be Lyman. That's as far as I know the only people... Nick was invited, but Nick's still at the cabin, so Nick's not going to be able to make it.
I didn't even know Dustin was getting married until you asked me. I'm like, wait, what? Dustin, what? And you had to like explain the whole thing. I'm like, oh, well, you know, by the way, congratulations. Good for you. Health and happiness. But no, I was not invited to this.
I'm looking forward to it. But I feel bad. I came in. I was all excited.
What'd you get him for a wedding present?
No, he didn't have a registry. So we're going to do cash. Cash is the answer. Cash is the king of the day there. That's
no gift card?
No gift card. I'm not a gift card as a gift person.
I'm a big gift card guy. I've got a couple graduation parties I'm going to this summer. And I'm giving gift cards.
I just give them the cash and then they can do it whatever they want with it. Do you like that? Do you like that the gift card feels more personalized?
Yeah, I think that's why that even though maybe I didn't think of a specific gift for you,
yeah.
I know you're going to shop at a particular establishment. When I
was like 16 or 17, I got my sister a gift card for her birthday once, and she yelled at me about it. And she was like, "That's the most thoughtless gift anyone has ever given me."
Yeah.
And so from that point forward, I've soured on gift cards as presents.
Okay. Now, do you get the gift cards for specific stores, or do you just get like the cash card that you can plug money on?
No, I get it for like a specific store. Like you're going off to college. I know you're going to shop here to get some stuff for college. So here you go.
So what I wanted to ask you guys though, and it doesn't matter now if only like
you're gonna give Dustin cash.
Not that I'm giving him cash. I'm not even worried about that.
He doesn't need cash.
Listen, it's Dustin. He likes cash. He doesn't have a problem with cash. If I know Dustin, the reason why I'm invited to this wedding and you're not is because I know him well enough to know cash is the answer in this equation.
Well, actually, you know what? I'm not going to lie. It's very good that I'm not invited to this wedding. I don't have any cash to give. I'm broke.
Well, there we go. Well, so I wanted to ask you though, should I treat this wedding like a work event? But if there's only a couple people that are going to be there, like all day long, I was like, wait, Baskin's going to be there. Daryl's going to be there. I got Jax in the back saying he was going to be invited. Like all these people are telling him that they're going to this wedding. And I didn't know it was all one big ruse on Ken to make Ken feel bad because Ken's not invited to this wedding. I didn't know that. And so I'm like, wait, because I was going to let the hair down a little bit, maybe have a couple drinks or like 12. But if there's like 75 people from 92.3 The Fan at this wedding, it's like a work event. Some point it stops becoming a wedding and starts becoming like I can't make an ass out of myself at this place.
Well, now you can, and you can have your 73 drinks while you do it.
I still got my boss there. I'll be at a table with my boss. I mean, that's still you don't want to make an ass in front of your boss, do you?
I'm the wrong person to ask for work
advice.
Yeah,
you do not care, do you? You're just like I'll just.
I'm not invited. Why should I? I'm not invested. I'm sorry.
Man, what a fool I made of myself today. I thought all these people were invited. I fell for it from Lima.
Again, congratulations, Dustin. Health and happiness and all that good stuff. And,
it's going to be a lovely time. It's going to be a lovely time.
Congratulations to you on all of your success.
I'll send you photos from the Swenson's truck at 10 o'clock, okay?
Wait a minute. There's a Swenson's truck?
Please, it's Dustin. Of course, there's a Swenson's truck.
Now I'm back
this
to
is
me.
Why, no, this is why you're not invited, because you didn't even know that there'd be a Swenson's truck they're clearly in a Dustin wedding is going to be a Swenson's truck.
Now I'm upset that I'm not invited. I don't get Swenson's.
I'm going to make a fool out of myself, aren't I? I'm going to find a way to do so. All these media heavy hitters that are going to be at this event, I'm going to make an absolute fool out of myself. All right, we come on back. You're going to one-up Ken Carmen. Are you guys ready for it? He's been saying he'll do it. I want to hear him actually do it. In relation to Nick Chubb, Daryl's going to one-up Ken. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.